Vivis. Hi, everyone. My name is Martha Hassel, and you're listening to my podcast, Dichos. Hi, everyone. Hola, Vivis. Thank you so much for being here with me for another episode of Dichos. Just recently, I have met a lot of people around me who have been new to my life. And so I kind of les estaba platicando un poco de, you know, los dichos mexicanos, y estas son personas que he conocido that are Mexican. And so, of course, you know, they thought it was a great project for me to do y continuar con los dichos mexicanos porque como que se oyen en nuestros países, pero pues aquí no tanto, right? Unless you grew up with them. And if you did, then you would have them ingrained into your head, like I have mine. Sé que por todas situaciones, en cada conversación que tengo con mi mamá o con las amigas de mi mamá, especialmente when the ladies are talking, the older ladies, como que se ponen a hablar y chismear y todo eso, pero, you know, siempre sale un refrán o un dicho mexicano. And of course, I'm there in the middle of it all, to soak it all in, porque, hello, I like the chisme too, but, just kidding, no, I'm not kidding, I love the chisme, what can I say, but es que somos mexicanas, you know, of course we have to talk about it, because we have to talk it through, right, you have to talk it through sometimes, y así como que te pones a pensar, reflexionar, you know, you start like weighing out your options and y toda la cosa, right? Maybe it doesn't even involve you sometimes, so it's just like a good story to tell. Pero pues, that being said, I wanted to start off this week with a dicho that talks about just that, getting involved in other people's life and other people's stories. Y hasta cuando, you know, where do you draw the line? I know that sometimes it's kind of hard. Porque cuando tienes amistades que they involve you in everything in their lives, then it's easier for you to get involved, right? Porque como que te abren las puertas diciendo, pues, ¿sabes qué? Pues te voy a contar algo. I'm going to tell you this. And so you already, like, literally have, like, one foot inside the door and el oído así pegado a la pared, you know, like, well, what am I supposed to do, you know? Like, listen to you and... Y, you know, do I keep it to myself? Or, ¿qué onda? ¿Por qué me estás diciendo esto? Right? I don't know. Just not too long ago, yo estuve en una situación, because, you know, I'm always in those situations, where I didn't know exactly where my role was as a friend. Y me encontré en medio de, you know, a bad breakup. Y I was just like, oh my gosh, like, soy amiga de los dos, you know, I'm friends with everyone. Why can't we all just get along? But, you know, breakups happen. Y si, como si no saben, you know, if you haven't heard my stories, you know they happen because I have gone through a few of myself. Few breakups myself, and pues no son la mejor situación a veces, you know, it's just like, ugh, like no one wants to go through that, pero pues, of course, you know, you call on your girlfriends and your best friends, and if you're anything like me, your bros, right, your guy friends, because porque muchos de mis mejores amigos, you know, they're guys. Pero pues, I call on my, you know, crew, on my tribe to kind of get me through it. Y a veces eso los hace que yo los ponga en una situación where they are in the middle of it. And I can only expect them to listen. I don't expect them to get involved. Or que me digan, no sé, maybe, tal vez que me digan sus... you know, their advice, pero pues que me digan otra cosa así como taking sides y toda la cosa, no, like, I don't expect that at all. Entonces, porque yo no, you know, because I don't expect that from them, I try not to put myself in that situation, pero I ended up being in that situation, and I didn't know how to deal with it, así que me acuerdo que I would come home and tell my mom Porque ya saben, no sé cuántas veces les he dicho que yo le digo todo a mi mamá. Like, she is my best friend. And I think it's really common for us, Latinas and Mexicanas, to kind of have that open relationship with our mothers, o las mujeres en nuestra familia, where we just kind of share everything, share our lives with them. And so, naturalmente, obvio que vine y le platiqué a mi mamá, and me dio unos consejos, y luego, obviamente, me dio un dicho diciendo el dicho que voy a compartir, that I'm about to share with y'all. So, before I get into the dicho, though, I hope that everyone had a great Valentine's Day. Thank you so much for those who listened to this past podcast. Espero que les haya gustado. I know it was a little bit longer than usual. Y les conté un poquito más de mi historia. I was a little bit more open about, things that have happened, and a little bit more detailed about my situations. Porque a veces como que, I'm very generic, and I only say certain things about what happened in my life. Pero pues, I kind of thought about it, and I know that la razón por cual yo quería hacer este podcast es porque I also am facing, some sort of like kind of fear that of putting myself out there, and so this is a great way for me to do it porque I need to do it. I need to put just kind of like not be so afraid of putting myself out there y abrir mi corazón un poco más con ustedes, compartir más cosas con ustedes porque I know that y'all like the whole like behind the scenes stuff, it seems to y'all seem to react really well to it. Ya sé que cuando pongo cosas como lo que pasa en my everyday life, y'all seem to like that. Y pues no soy, I'm not like, the other girls were, I'm not like, a beauty vlogger, I'm not an influencer, I'm not, a fashion guru. Like, I'm not one of those girls or one of those persons who kind of documents their entire, like, everyday, todo el día kind of life, Pero I think y'all seem to respond really well to things like that, so sometimes no sé cómo hacerlo porque I'm just thinking like who wants to even know this, like who even wants to, does anyone even care like lo que pasa en el día, porque pues a mí se me hace como X, like it's just another day, pero pues some people I guess get, I don't know, they can relate to it o algo, so I'm gonna try and do that a little bit more, compartir un poquito de mi vida con ustedes. I did, just recently do a post about, my nephew's birthday party que tuvimos, bueno, más bien él contrató un grupo, banda, para tocar en su party, his birthday party, and that was a little extra, pero pues it was fun, it was very kind of out there and very unique and very festive, upbeat barbecue, que según nomás iba a ser, something sencillo, pero pues, my family's a little extra, so it's okay. I think we're all like that. We're a little como un poquito dramáticos, but it's okay. It's okay. That being said, I'm gonna go ahead and get into the story, and excuse me, porque a veces que I know that I sound really congested sometimes, porque I am. I deal with allergies como every other person here in Texas. I have my good days, I have my bad days. A veces no puedo ni ver porque my eyes are so like, crusty, which sounds really gross, but they are, If you deal with allergies, you can totally feel me on that. A veces it's my throat. I have friends who just constantly, and then, they're sneezing and they sound like they're always, under the weather, they always have a cold. Me, on the other hand, I sound like I'm always congested. And it's because I am, what can I do? It's Texas allergies. If you have any tips for getting rid of, these allergies, let me know, porque a veces como que la medicina no ayuda para nada. And so I have to go, resort to like natural things, like herbal, like teas and like, I don't know, eye drops and just My mom, I don't know if other people's moms do this, pero yo crecí así, donde cuando tenía como, when my eyes were like, you know, because sometimes my eyes get real red from the allergies, and so I get like eye infections, and or I get sinus infections. Pero mi mamá lo que me hacía, y hasta hoy en día, I started doing this on my own just because I remember she would do this for me. You know, pongo a hervir like tea bags of like chamomile tea, el té de manzanilla, y me echo unas gotitas de té de manzanilla en cada ojo. And I don't know how safe that is. So, you know, don't go out and do it if you're, you know, afraid. Pero I kid you not, it works for me. It really works, you know, clearing my eyes. I wake up the next day with like just, you know, just clean eyes, and just the inflammation goes down. I don't know. I feel like the chamomile tea helps, pero that's me. That's Mexican moms for you. Anyways, I'm gonna go ahead and get into the story, and get into the detail first of all, and then the story, and let you know how is it that I was in the middle of a dramatic breakup y lo que yo hice. Así que stick around for the detail coming up now. Okay, the detail coming up now. The detail of the week is agua que no has de beber, déjala correr. So let me repeat that again. Agua que no has de beber, déjala correr. And so what it translates to is water that you're not to drink of, or you're not supposed to drink from. Just let it run its course. I know it sounds really weird. Like water, the water that you shouldn't drink from, just let it run its course. Es como un poquito difícil de like to translate, porque I'm not quite sure how to, I don't know, phrase that in English. I think I have to write it down, and just como que I need to make sure that I'm phrasing it correctly. But if we, you get the point, right? I mean, it's, you know, just don't drink the water. If you're not supposed to drink the water, then don't drink it, you know, like just let it run its course. And so basically lo que está diciendo es que no te debes involucrar en lo que no, that's none of your business, you know. So if it's none of your business, don't get involved. Y eso es algo que me dijo mi mamá this last time that I was in the middle de someone's business. Y la razón por cual, you know, yo estaba en medio fue porque no es porque obviamente que yo quería estar en medio, you know, because I'm not that type of person. Digo, don't get me wrong, I like the chisme and everything, pero pues I also don't want to be part of the chisme, so I like to not get involved and just kind of be on the sidelines, and just, you know, I'm like Kermit, like just, you know, sipping my tea, thank you very much. Pero pues, you know, this time around, I got myself. Actually, I wouldn't say I got myself. I just kind of found myself being in the middle of the breakup of these two friends of mine. Y yo no sabía cómo actuar, you know, because I, for just a glimpse of a moment there, I almost became part of the chisme and part of this whole like breakup drama. Y let me tell you why. So, before I get into the story, can I just share something with you that I learned today? Just, you know, I just feel like como que quiero compartir esta historia, porque I did not know this, que en Mexico, whenever, it has nothing to do with the dicho. It has nothing to do with the story, but I just think it's an interesting fact. Y es algo que no todo el mundo sabe, porque I feel like if I didn't know it, then a lot of people may not have known this. Pero pues en México, you know, when los borrachitos, you know, los borrachos que like they drink all day, like the, what would you call them here? You know, the people who are just drunk all day, like winos, right? Like a wino. In Mexico le dicen tepochos. And so, teporochos, sorry, teporochos. And so I didn't know why they called them the porocho until just recently. Que yo oí una historia que The reason they call it the porocho is because in Mexico, there's the market, La Merced, right? La Plaza de La Merced, which is like a market, right? Like a, yeah, I don't know, like a market where you buy like the food and, fruits and veggies y toda esa cosa. And so, like a farmer's market, right? Anyways, over there was this señor que vendía tés, and he would sell some teas. And one of the teas that he sold had contained alcohol in it. Contenía alcohol. Y ese alcohol lo vendía por 8 centavos. He would sell it for 8 cents. And so in the morning, when the mercado would open up and the puestos, the ladies from the puestos and the people who had their little, booths set up would see the borrachos come all, hungover. And they would just nickname them like, oh, the te porocho, like he must have gotten the te por 8 centavos. And it just became one word. And so that's why they call the drunkies and the winos in Mexico te porochos. Are you not mind blown? I mean, hello. I was mind blown. I don't know. I was just like, what? It seemed so simple. Y no lo pude creer, but it was just a fact that like I learned, and I was just like, whoa, okay, interesting. Pero anyways, I wanted to share that little tidbit with you porque I thought it was interesting. And so now you know what to call your friends. Just kidding. Don't call them teporochos unless you want to. Okay, all right, let me get into the story. Back to the dicho. It's like just a tiny little pause right there. So let's resume. I was saying, agua que no has de beber, déjala correr. So that's the dicho, and this is the story where I became involved in a love triangle slash breakup slash drama slash how the heck did I get involved? So, I had a couple, there was this couple that I was friends with that I went to college with. Both of them. Fui al colegio con los dos. Y entonces, they were together for a really long time. Pero yo era amiga de uno de ellos, first. So I was friends with the girl first. Even though we all went to school together and we all hung out at school, I talked more to the girl, fuera de la escuela, outside of school. I talked more to her and I became more friends with her and I became really good friends with her. Era una, yo consideraba esta amiga, esta persona una de mis amigas mejores amigas, like a really good friend of mine. And so it was like that for years, and she would consistently tell me all of the drama that she had with her boyfriend at the time, que yo conocía obviamente de la escuela también. And so, because I didn't know him very well, it was just easy for me to just kind of like stick to one side because I would only hear her side of the story. Porque yo nunca hablaba con él y todo eso. It wasn't until so this was going on, this went on, the relationship went on for them, I think maybe like 6 or 7 years, like off and on. It might have been longer, don't quote me on that. Pero was for a while. It was like off and on relationship. Y pues yo ya me acostumbraba, all I could do is just kind of give her my advice. Lo que yo le daba sus mis consejos, my point of view. Because I can only, again, go, off of what she would tell me, her side, right? Entonces, pues, for a while, I was like, man, he doesn't treat you right and this and that. Y, pues yo no sé, why are you still with him, if he's not treating you right? And she would just say things like, pues, that like he wasn't too serious about the relationship, because he would still talk to other girls or he would like flirt with other girls. And, she was a little bit like self, like kind of like insecure, Porque at that time she was just like comparing herself to the other girls. Y estas, like the other girls were, because he wasn't like, of like a social scene, like he was always around girls who were like like promoters, like, you know, así como, you know, like done up and like dresses and I don't know, perfectly put together. And mi amiga no era así. Like, if you knew her, if you know her, she's very like just humble, very down to earth. You know, she would always joke about how like she was more of a tomboy, and I think that's why I kind of got along with her. Porque I know I've told y'all this before in my other previous stories, how a veces yo siento que I'm a little bit of a tomboy sometimes. I'm not like the girliest girl, but I'm also not like a boy. You know, I'm like I'm somewhere in between. Pero pues hubo un tiempo, you know, where I would totally just wear like baggy clothes all the time. And I think I told y'all this before, that even, you know, my family questioned as to whether I was straight or not, because they thought I was a lesbian, porque I never had a boyfriend and I would always dress like a boy. So they thought I was a lesbian for a really long time, and had a whole like intervention with me, asking me like, ¿por qué no me gustan los hombres? Why do I dress like that? Blah blah blah, et cetera, et cetera. That's another story, pero anyways, I ended up telling them I'm straight, you know, and I just dress like this because I'm comfortable, you know. I grew up with boys. I grew up just kind of, I think we all have our own style, you know. A veces, ¿qué te puedo decir? You know, I prefer a sneaker and jeans as opposed to a dress. Y no hay nada malo con eso, you know. Hello, like, who cares, you know? I still look good. I still look good, boo, you know, in jeans and a sneaker. And I don't see anyone else complaining. I don't see my boyfriend complaining, so thank you. Anyways, my mom was just like always on me about that. But so when, you know, this friend of mine was just like, oh, you know, she feels like she dresses, you know, a little bit more masculine. I was like, nah, girl, it's cool. You know, like, you still look cute. You know, she still had her nails. She still did her hair. You know, she would curl her hair and she would, like, you know, still put on her makeup. I was like, girl, like, you do you. Don't worry. And so we became really good friends and kind of had like that sort of like connection with one another, because we both liked a lot of, we had a lot of like similarities. You know, we both were in the communications, you know, world. We both liked to kind of create and do projects and film and like, you know, like stuff like that. Just be creative, ¿verdad? We were both just like into that. And so I became really good friends with her. Y cuando ella me decía todo lo que estaba sucediendo con su novio, of course, you know, pues I was a little bit biased, you know, porque, I mean, pues, I felt more of a connection towards her, to her, than I did to her boyfriend at the time. Y entonces, they broke up or whatever for a little bit, and they would break up constantly, and they'd like get back together. Then they got back together finally, and ella me dijo no, because, you know, like, it was one of those relationships where, like, your girlfriend tells you, I'm gonna get back with my ex. Y tú estás así como, why? ¿Por qué, güey? Like, hola. You know, like, he just didn't treat you right. Like, girl, you're dumb. You know, why the heck would you get back with him? Y toda la cosa, you know? And then, like, you get, like, a little bit, like, you know, pissed off, or, like, you know, PO that, like, that she could even go back to something like that. But it was just one of those. That's how one-sided it was. Let me tell you, okay? So now that I painted that picture, let me tell you that when they got back together, finally again, I was not happy, you know. Obviamente, todo del círculo de ella, you know, the whoever was in our little circle, was not happy. Porque we would constantly hear about, like, you know, how he just wasn't treating her right. And so we questioned it, you know, pues por qué. But what can you do, you know? Porque cuando eres amiga de alguien and it's your friend, of course you just want to see them happy. And so I was like, okay, I guess we'll have to accept them or whatever, you know. We'll have to accept the fact that y'all are back together again. Entonces, you know, a few years went by, like maybe a year or two, and you started coming around more. So before, it was like we would hang out with just her. I would hang out with just her. Pero luego he started getting more involved. Like, he finally started kind of like transforming and changing and toda la cosa, you know. Like, we're just like, okay, well, you know, I started getting to know him. And then, I started getting to like understand him, and just he started to open up and not be the way I had envisioned him to be, or the way my friend painted him to be like. Y la cosa conmigo is that, like, I give everybody a fair chance. I'm very good at giving people a fair chance to let me know, to show me, like, who they are, or give me glimpses to who they are. And I'm really good at just kind of making the judgment for myself. Like, I make the judgment whether yo pienso que es como ellos dicen, or, like, yo pienso que es una persona diferente. And so I started like getting to know him, and I was like, well, he's actually not that bad, Pues yo no le veía nada de malo, Like, he started like kind of opening up, and no sé, a lo mejor es porque pues I kind of went with that like open mentality, with the, like, I give everybody a fair shot, right? And so we got to know each other, whatever, and I started like becoming friends with him. And I wouldn't say friends como que I would hang out with him, but friends to the point where I would say like if he came along, it was not an inconvenience anymore. It wasn't like a bother anymore. It was just like, oh, that's cool, man. I'm, good. Invite your boyfriend. That's cool. Like, we'll all chill and we'll hang out and stuff like that. So like I was more accepting of him being there, and I was just a little like cool with it, or whatever. And so then at that time in life, I was going through a breakup. And so it was like the tables had turned, like when I was there for her last breakup with this guy, and then they got back together and everything was all cool and everything. But then, like, the tables turned and it was my turn to go through the breakup. A was obviamente, I called on her to like help me with this breakup. And that, she, of course, would bring her boyfriend, and he started like kind of giving me advice on how to deal with the boyfriend, I mean, with the breakup and stuff like that. And so then, like, he gave me like advice, like, that kind of helped me out, to be honest with you. Like, it like helped me, like, I don't know how to say this, like, or how to explain it, but it helped me, like, just kind of, get through the breakup and see it from a guy's point of view. And so I think maybe the fact that he was telling me this from a guy's point of view kind of gave me a little bit more of like an awareness of my breakup and the situation that I was going through. And so it was easier for me to like get through it, because I was like, dude, like, if he's a guy and he's telling me, like, not to do this, not to do that, or like guys just, like, this guy just wants whatever, or it's just going through this, pues como que me está dando a entender, like not to worry about it, because he's a guy and he would never do that, or he would think this way, or he would think that way. And so then it kind of got me to thinking, like, pues la situación is different when you see it from a guy's point of view. And so he kind of like became a little bit more involved in my life, and it was weird because it got to the point where instead of like me calling on her, because she got like really busy and stuff, and instead of me calling on her to like get me through this breakup or whatever, like, it was him. Like, he was the one who was coming around and he was getting me through like this, giving me like life advice y toda la cosa, Y era algo como I never expected. I never expected this from him, porque, pues, at the same time, porque en mi mente, like, I still kind of a little bit had it in the back of my head that he was a different person, Like, he's not, like, he can't be this cool, dude. Like, he cannot be this cool because, he did all this to my friend. Pero pues la misma vez, I was like, well, he's never really done anything to me, you know, and he's real cool about like just getting me through this breakup and just like being someone there to like to be there for me, like, you know, listening to me, alguien con quien yo les pueda contar algo. And just, you know, that person, right, that I needed in my life at the time. Entonces, I got through the breakup and I started kind of having like this appreciation towards him. And so after all that happened, you know, I got through the breakup, everything, you know, life went on or whatever. Entonces, like, fast forward a couple of years, like maybe 2 years later, then she starts having trouble with him, you know. Y entonces, para ese tiempo, it wasn't like the first time, you know, like when she was having trouble with him, because when the first time when she was having trouble was obviamente, you know, I kind of was on her side, porque pues I only knew, you know, her and la amistad que yo tuve con ella. And so this time around it was different. Esta vez yo sentí como an appreciation with him, but also like she's my friend, you know, like I cannot, like, you know, of course I have to like be there for her, you know. And so I found myself like being caught in the middle of like this breakup that they were going through, y no sabía ni cómo actuar ni cómo reaccionar, you know, because I was just like, dude, like I would literally just listen to her, porque ella me contaba las cosas, pues, you know, he's doing this and he's doing that, and y pues yo nomás me quedaba callada, because what was I didn't know how to react, like what was I supposed to say, like I didn't want to say anything que me iba a comprometer, and also I didn't want to say anything bad about her boyfriend, because I also kind of like had already an appreciation for him being there for me. But I also didn't want to make her upset y pensar que like I'm betraying her or like not darle motivos to think anything else, you know. And so it was a really complicated situation for me to be in, because I also didn't want, no quería que ella pensara algo mal, right, like de me, like, or like I had an alternative motive, or that I liked him, or that like I just prefer him, or like I'm like one-sided and I just, you know, think you know, I'm being biased, you know. I also didn't want her to think que I was betraying her, you know, that I was just not being a friend to her. Pero pues a la misma vez, you know, he would tell me things about her, you know, because at this time I already had like a friendship with him. Y me quedaba callada because I was like, I can't talk bad about, she's my friend, you know, and I knew her before I knew him. So I have some sort of allegiance to her, obviamente, porque pues la conocí antes, you know. And she was there for me, like even before he was there for me. And it was just like so hard for me to be in the middle like this. And I don't know if anyone else out there has been in the middle of a una situación así, pero si lo has, you know, if you've been there, then you can totally feel me on this, porque it is the most difficult thing to go through, especialmente when you have like a love for the both, for both sides, right? Entonces it's like you find yourself like you constantly question like what's right and what's wrong, like is there like an unspoken rule that you're supposed to choose sides, or like debes de, like what do you do, I mean, what is the, is there a rule, like porque la conociste a ella, a una persona antes, like you're supposed to like stick only with them, like do you have an allegiance to only them, and like are you supposed to like stop being friends with the other person. Like all of that went through my head, y no sabía ni cómo reaccionar ni qué pensar y todo eso, porque I was like, dude, like I don't even want to get involved. I don't even want to be in the middle of this. Like, I don't even know how to get myself out of this, porque they're both coming to me so that I can be there for them. Y no les puedo, like, I can't turn them away, you know? Like, I'm trying to be there as a friend para los dos. Pero a la misma vez, how do I say, like, hey, like, nah, like, I don't want to know. Like, don't tell me anything, you know? Porque I don't want to, like, you know, get involved. And so it was like really hard for me to kind of like, I struggled with that. Entonces, lo que pasó es que I ended up just kind of listening, you know, hearing both sides out. Y try to be a friend to both of them, you know. Entonces, cuando le dije a mi mamá todo lo que estaba sucediendo, ella obviamente me dijo este dicho, you know, agua que no has de beber, déjala correr. And so what she helped me understand was that, like, you know what, this is really none of your business. Like, you really do not need to get involved. And so I was just like, oh, man, you're right. You know, like, maybe I should just, like, kind of, like, remove myself from the situation and distance myself from them so that, or make it clear that whenever los voy a ver y voy a hablar con ellos, I'm not going to be talking about the other person and vice versa, you know? And so that's what I started doing. I started, like, hearing them out. But I would let them know, like, hey, you know, como que cambiaba el tema. Like, I would start to change the subject and talk about anything else that didn't have to deal with the breakup. It wouldn't be like if they asked me, like, have you talked to so-and-so? I'll be like, yeah, you know, I talked to him, you know, or I talked to her the other day, but nothing. She wouldn't say anything, you know? Like, I was just, like, real, like, short y muy generic, you know? And so, like, broad. And so I kind of just, like, cut that off real quick. Like, you know, I just, like, let's move on from this and talk about something else. I would just, like, mention a different subject and just continue with, like, with the day, you know, with, like, a totally different subject. And so that's what I started doing for a really long time. Well, not a really long time, but, like, you know, a few, like, weeks after the breakup and after I had already talked to my mom y todo. But then I think they kind of, like, started, like, getting, going through the, like, the grieving process, you know, how you go through a breakup and toda la cosa. And so they started kind of maybe reflecting on things, and I think they just wanted to see, like, whose side I was on and question my friendship, maybe, I don't know, my loyalty, por tal vez, I have no idea. Pero, pues, it got to the point where it was like she started questioning, like, why are you still talking to him, you know? ¿Por qué todavía le hablas? And I was just like, well, because he's my friend and he hasn't really done anything to me. And I know that, you know, y'all aren't together, but I think we're all adults here. And I think it's okay if I remain friends with him. Like, do you have a problem with that? Is there an issue with that? Y obviamente ella me dijo que no. Pero I think there was. And the reason I think there was is because she stopped talking to me after that. Y entonces yo me, not only did I try to remove my situation, I remove myself out of the situation, I think I removed myself completely out of her life, because she stopped talking to me and I didn't know why, pero I had a feeling because it was because of that. Entonces, even though I tried to make an effort to, like, I didn't, like, you know, consciously remove myself out of her life, I think she's more, like, removed me out of her life completely as I was removing myself out of the situation. I didn't know how to deal with that either, you know. I don't know how to bring that friendship back, porque como, you know, like, como recuperas una amistad así, especialmente cuando, you know, you think it's not your fault. Like, I mean, I don't understand exactly why she distanced herself completely from me, pero pues I think it had a lot to do with the fact that I kept on in contact with her ex, y aunque ya no hablaba de ellos con uno con el otro, like, I would never talk bad about either one of them. She would question as to why I would even stay in contact with her ex. And I was like, well, I mean, it's not like we're hanging out all the time, you know, like, I don't talk to him, you know, every day, but it was, you know, we are friends, and, you know, once in a while he'll invite me to, like, an event or something that he's hosting or whatever. Pero pues no es nada así que decir que, like, he's my best friend or anything like that. And so I told her that, and I think that just kind of made things worse because I think she felt like, I don't know, some sort of betrayal. Pero pues hasta ahorita, you know, I tell myself that, you know, we're adults, and la cosa es que I didn't want to get myself involved, and, you know, it was none of my business to begin with, but I tried being there for the both of them. And so this is why, like, this dicho kind of, like, resonates really a lot with me, porque me acuerdo de eso que my mom always tells me, like, just don't get involved, you know, and just kind of let things happen. And so maybe, you know, things, I did let things naturally happen, and this is where I ended up. And it's okay, you know, I accept things, you know. Sometimes, like, you lose friends, you gain friends, you know. Sometimes, like, just things happen, right? Pero pues, I can't be mad at myself for removing myself out of that situation and kind of being unbiased to both of them and being neutral. I didn't want to get involved. I didn't want to play any, like, esos jueguitos que, you know, like, pues, ¿con quién estás? ¿Con él o conmigo? You know, like, I'm not that type of person. Si eres mi amiga y si eres mi amigo o vice versa, you know, it shouldn't matter, like, if, I don't know. There's certain things that, que perdonas, you know, like, I know that whenever I broke up, or whenever my ex and I broke up, a lot of my friends kept in contact with him. Pero pues yo nunca les reclamé diciendo, like, why are you friends with him? You know, like, I really didn't care. We all went to school together. I thought it was naturally, like, a normal thing, you know, for them to, like, stay in contact with them and remain friends with him. Pero nunca, I never asked anyone to choose a side. Y entonces, porque yo no, yo nunca hice eso, like, I never thought that I would have to end up choosing a side whenever I became involved in the middle of a breakup like this. And I never did choose a side, but I felt like, you know, tal vez ella sí quiso que, you know, yo escogiera un lado, like. And so, I don't know. I mean, what can I say? You know, like, things happen, ¿verdad? Digo, I let things run its course. No tomé de esa agua. I kept it neutral. Y pues, todo lo que tenía que pasar, pasó. You know, they're broken up. They're, you know, one of them, I think she ended up in a new relationship. And, you know, he's, you know, dating and stuff like that. Pero pues, again, you know, it's none of my business. Entonces, pues, I am okay with the way I handle the situation. Pero pues, if you ever find yourself in a situation like that, I mean, just remember this dicho, you know, sometimes you just, it's easier and best for you not to get involved. Agua que no has de beber, déjala correr, you know, just don't drink from that water, just let it run its course, and you're gonna end up wherever everyone needs to, everyone's gonna end up where they need to be. I think you not getting involved is the best thing, because you avoid a lot of conflict, and you avoid a lot of unnecessary conflict. I think, you know, it would be worse if you would get involved. I think it would have been worse had I gotten involved. Y I would have played into those little jueguitos, you know, de, like, he said, she said, y toda esa cosa, porque I think it just would have been worse for me, porque no solamente, like, am I, like, adding fuel to the fire, you know, también it would make me look bad and not, like, worthy of a friend or even trustworthy, you know, porque I have loyalty, you know, I keep secrets, like, nunca le dije los secretos de una persona a la otra persona. I would never told each other secrets, and so it was always just me just being as loyal of a friend as I could be. Pero pues, de todos modos, I almost got involved, you know, in all this stuff. Y I'm glad that this dicho and that my mom's advice help me in this case kind of like avoid any unnecessary conflict or any worse drama that could have happened or could have occurred in my life. Porque si no, imagínate, you know, I probably would not even be, I don't know what would have happened, to be honest with you. I would have like, didn't know, I wouldn't know how to get out of it, to be honest with you. But anyways, that is my story of the week. I hope that you liked it and that it helped you in some way to kind of like reflexionar and, you know, just kind of the limitations of how much you should be involved in something. And if it's none of your business, boom, then get out of it, you know, because it's easier that way. You know, we all have to live a happy, healthy life, and we can't have no negativity going around us. And we cannot be the source of the negative, you know, source, right? Like fountain, right? So, I mean, that being said, it can like stem from you, like being in the middle, like this conflict can't just get worse because of you. Like, if it's bad between, you know, two persons and you find yourself being in the middle, remove yourself immediately, porque you cannot like be, you know, that fuel that just kind of makes things worse and makes the fire worse, you know. As it is, it's already bad, so you just have to kind of like remove yourself out of it and just let it be, let it go, and hope that, you know, it all works out either for both of them, or at least for you, you know. You gotta worry about yourself more than anything, because like, ay, Dios mío, we only have, you know, we have to love ourselves, you know, and if you don't worry about yourself, nobody else will. So that being said, I hope that you did enjoy the story and that you have a wonderful week and that you enjoyed my tidbit on the Te Por Ocho. So you can go call your friends Te Por Ochos and tell them the little story, the little historia that I found out. And if you knew that, like, kudos to you. And if you didn't know that, well, now you know. Así que I will see you next week with another dicho and another story. Thank you so much and love you. Bye, babies. Don't forget that you can follow me on social media, Facebook and Instagram at Dichos Podcast. You cannot miss me, guys. El logo tiene un huevo amarillo. At least that's what it looks like. So you can go ahead and share with your friends, like my posts, slide into my DMs, porque me encanta oír las historias de ustedes. And if you have anything to share with me, let me know. Leave some feedback and comments. If you have a dicho in particular that you would like for me to, you know, contar una historia, let me know that as well. Así que go share. Dichos Podcast, Facebook, and Instagram.